Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. And we welcome you to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for grace. Lord, we thank you for mercy. We thank you right now, Lord, for your goodness toward us. Oh, Lord God, we call upon your holy name and we ask that you will stop by to see about us, Lord. We are asking you, please, Lord, for a special blessing, that you will look on us with compassion. Oh, God, forgive our sins and blot out our transgressions. In the name of Jesus, please, Lord, cover us under your blood. Sanctify us on the inside. Clean us up, oh, God, on the inside and on the outside. Lord, we ask that you will work on us and that you make us what you have us to be. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need help, oh my God, and we're down here waiting on you, Lord Jesus, for we can't do nothing without you. We are nothing without you, Lord. We need you to stop by for just a little while in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on us, oh God. Lead, guide, and direct us in the way you have us to go. And Lord, we ask that you will take us by the hand and walk by our side every step of the way, for we don't know what to do or how to go about it, Lord God. But we're depending on you, Lord, because you are the author and finisher of our faith. And Lord, we need you to help us down here, Lord Jesus, while we're going through and being tested and tried, Lord. We need help. We need strength. We need power, Lord Jesus. Send on power right now, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Be merciful unto us, Lord Jesus. Please, Jesus, stop by here right now, Lord. Please, Jesus, have mercy, Lord. We pray, God, that you will save, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus. We are praying, God, that you will work miracles and that you will do wonders, oh, my Lord. Please, Jesus, hear our cry today, Lord. Hear our cry right now, Lord. Please, my God, we are waiting on you, Lord Jesus. Please have mercy on us right now in the name of Jesus. Not our will, Lord, but let your holy will be done. And, Lord, we are praying a special prayer for the youth, oh, God. We are calling out unto you, Lord, to look on the youth everywhere, all the way around the world. Lord God, whatever blessing they stand in need of, we are praying, God, that you will bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Please, Lord, move for our youth, God. Preserve them and preserve their lives in the name of Jesus. Have your way in their lives, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, work on them and raise them up as a nation that will obey. Teach them your ways, Lord, and how to walk in your statutes. In the mighty name of Jesus, not our will, God, but have your holy will in our lives. Let your holy will be done in our lives. Please, Lord, bless us on this broadcast today. Let somebody's heart be touched. Lord, let somebody who's sick in their body be healed. Let someone who is discouraged today be encouraged. Oh, Lord Jesus, please reach out to every listener, for you know all things and you know exactly what to do, Lord. We are asking it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We thank God for blessing us. We thank the Lord for being on the broadcast one more time. We thank God for you for taking the time to tune in to noon. And for the benefit of those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, and I am the Watch Care Minister here at Holy Temple Church of God in Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the president and Northern District Overseer, and also Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is the vice president and Southern District Overseer. Pastor Marshall is the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God there in Jacksonville, Florida. Praise the Lord, and we thank God for all of our leaders. Amen. For all of our officials in their respective places. Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture read through by Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, who is my co-host. And we're going to turn the broadcast over to her at this time. God bless, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. I will be reading from the fifth number of Psalms, beginning with the first verse. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness.
Welcome, and thank you for your
flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou not, pardon me, destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. We thank God for the reading of his word from the fifth number of Psalm, verse 1 throughout 12. And we thank God for this opportunity. We are thanking God for these beautiful passages of scriptures. It says, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. And that's why we can rejoice, because we trust in the Lord. We are not looking to ourselves or what we can do, but in the Lord, because we know that God can do everything. And he defendeth them that try to do what's right. Those who want to live righteous, the Lord will defend them. So I thank the Lord for these passages and thank the Lord for this month being set aside as Youth Empowerment Month. And I want to say to the youth that God can do all things. Just trust in him and look to him, and God will do whatever it is that you need him to do. God bless you, and thank the Lord for this opportunity. This part of this broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Sheva Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Evangelist May reading the opening scripture. Praise be to God. A beautiful passage of scripture. Thank God also for the encouraging words coming from her regarding giving encouragement to the youth and I have made mention of this to various ones, and I reached out to our youth directress. Praise the Lord, had a chance to talk with some of our youth and just give some information about what this is all about. And one thing that I would like to share is that we are venturing into a new territory, praise the Lord. We are doing something new for the Lord. So for those of you who think that things are going to stay the same, I want to let you know that they're not. Change is inevitable, and change is going to come whether you want it to change or not, just like your age. You might not want to get older, but if you keep on living, you're going to get older. So that change is inevitable. Praise the Lord. So at this time, I would like to give our announcements and make mention of a guest line where you can participate. Praise the Lord. And I'm so excited. I'm so happy that all of you have tuned in, because I feel like the Lord is going to do something great. Amen. So at this time, added to our prayer list is Willie L. Turner, cousin, and I'm requesting prayer for him, and also Coleman Johnson, David Brooks, Angel Assetti Jr., Curtis Berry, Missionary Lisa's brother, and the bereaved Allen family. And also, I'm requesting a special prayer for my son, Muhammad. And also, let's continue in prayer for all of those who are on the prayer list, and also for all the bereaved families. Let's keep them in our prayers, lifting them up before the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And also, I would like to make mention of our 36th Annual Youth Congress of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated, which is scheduled to convene on Friday night, June 25th at 7 p.m., which will be streamed live over the broadcast here out of Lexington, Virginia. Praise the Lord. And there will be more details coming up concerning our annual youth congress. The theme is Vessels Unto Honor. Praise the Lord. And so our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And you may listen to the broadcast by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen by going online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingsServiceTitle1School. The word one is spelled out O-N-E. Again, that is www.blogtalkradio.com. My King's Service Title I School. And if you would like to have a copy of the message or any message that's been preached on any broadcast, you can log on to that website and look up the on-demand broadcast. You can correspond with us, the Prayer Works Ministry, by emailing us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com, mailing address P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. And I should have mentioned that you, if you wanted to jot anything down, that get a pen and paper ready. But if you need anything, please reach out. Again, that mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. And if you would like to reach us with a prayer request, you may dial or text 410-209-7503. And we thank God for the announcement. And this is for everyone who's listening. This is an invitation to every youth who is listening on the line right now who would like to participate on the broadcast this afternoon. If you would like to sing a song, if you would like to read a scripture, this is your opportunity. So I hope you have a pen and a piece of paper to write this number down to call in so we can hear you on the broadcast. That goes for our youth leaders, if you're listening, and I would like, if you are available, Missionary Elise Johnson, our youth directress, to come on, dial the conference line, and I'm going to give it to you. And I would like for her to give more details about our 36th Annual Youth Congress that's coming up at the end of this month. So I would like for her to chime in, and if she has anything to add as far as the Youth Congress that she would like anyone to know about. So the number that I'm referring to is our guest line, and that number is 978-990-5270. Again, that number is 978-990-5270. Access code 794-6408. Access code again, 794-6408. And this is not planned out, but this is a broadcast where we believe in letting God have his way. Praise the Lord. We want God to bless our young people, our youth, our children, everywhere. Because these children that we see right now, the enemy is out to steal them away, to destroy their lives. He's out to cut them off before they even get started. And we are here to encourage them and to help them along the way. Now, I know some of them may be shy, and during this broadcast, during this month, actually, I feel led to share a portion of my testimony of how God dealt with me in my youth. When I was just a young girl, the Lord began to deal with me in such a way that I didn't fully understand it, praise the Lord, and I didn't even know that God knew me. As we talked about the message on Friday night, God knows who we are. He's the one who formed us in our mother's womb, praise the Lord. And so he knows us. He's the one who made us. So I will be sharing portions of my testimony during this broadcast. No, but if there's anyone who has the courage or the desire to go on the guest line so we can hear you, we want you to know that listeners have tuned in from all around the world. And you never know how your testimony or your experiences can help someone. You never know who will be listening at a time when you think nobody can hear you or nobody is listening. But we have listeners from so many places around the world, and I would like to just make mention of some of these countries that are hearing our broadcast. We have Guyana, we have China, France, Australia, the Philippines, India, Russia, and a whole lot more. So somebody somewhere needs to hear your testimony. As a young person, you don't know how that's going to encourage them. You don't know what impact that's going to have on them as far as their life is concerned. Somebody may be on the edge, you know, on the brink of doing something, contemplating something that they should not. And by you taking the courage to speak and to share your experience, perhaps you can help them. You can help somebody. So at this time, has anyone dialed in on the guest line? I want to engage you this month. This is my ultimate goal, is to encourage and to empower our youth. Is there anyone on the guest line? And I'll give that number again in case you didn't have a chance to write it down. And that number is 978-990-5270-794-6408. And I'm going to ask Evangelist May to mention what she did mention on Friday night as far as our graduates, and that she, you know, if she would come back to the broadcast. Evangelist May, if you would, at this time, come back.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. On Friday, I mentioned that all those who graduated this year from high school and who stayed with the church, we have something for you, which the Lord laid on my heart to do. And I've been doing it for the last about 20 years now. But he led me to take this situation and encourage the youth, because I know that by being a youth and being in the church also, I know there's a lot of things that you have to go through with and that you have to deal, a lot of peer pressure, but you have gained the victory because you pressed your way, you stayed in the church, and you continued in your high school until you graduated. So deserve something for the labor and for the perseverance that you endured to go ahead on and graduate from high school. And the Lord, he just made it possible that I had a little business, and I wanted to give back since the Lord blessed me through the community. So I wanted to give back, and I could have given it to the schools that were near me, but the Lord didn't lead me that way. He led me to give it to the children, the youth that are in our churches, not just Christian Temple, but to the whole body, Southern District and the Northern. Do have something for you, and if you graduated and you did, but you didn't let me know, or I don't know who you are, you can give me your name. You can let Evangelist Hameen know, and she can give me your name, and we will go from there. But we do have something for you if it's the Lord's will. We appreciate you, and we encourage you, and we say congratulations to all those who graduated from high school. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And this is such a beautiful ministry, something that I feel is empowering and encouraging the youth through Jesus. The Lord, he's the one who lead, guide, and direct us. And we are reaching out to our youth all month long. So if you haven't gotten a phone call from me yet, I'm trying to get around to you. But I can get around to more of you who are tuning in and listening. And I want you to know that God loves you. And I want to encourage you to just go after God with all of your heart, because I do recall being a young person, and I recall how something an adult said to me really stayed with me, and that impacted me, and it encouraged me, and it stayed, it's still with me even till this day. You know, so need to hear that encouraging word. Sometimes you just need somebody to kind of get behind you and kind of urge you a little bit more, you know, make you think about doing something that you never even considered. Praise the Lord. And also, this guest line, this is something new. So we are going to have this available even for any of our clergy who would like to say something on the radio broadcast. You're welcome to use the guest line to call in, and we'll give you that opportunity to speak during the broadcast at some point. And I also want to make mention of Pastor Patricia Smith, who is the pastor of the True Holiness Church of God across the street from me here in Baltimore, Maryland. And we have been fellowshipping with her periodically. And I feel like God, he put us together because we come together and we pray. And she had asked me to come over and pray because she had a noonday prayer whenever I could. And she's praying for the young people. Praise God. So God is laying on the hearts of many to pray for our youth. And it made me think about how Jesus, he was telling his mother not to weep for him, but to weep for your children, because the children are coming along. And here is where the enemy wants to cut off the work of God, drawing the youth. You know, but we are here and we are praying earnestly. And we want you to know that we are praying for you. And we are looking to God. We are talking to God about you. Hallelujah. And also we want to encourage you, if you're not praying, I want to encourage you to pray. It's so important that you develop a relationship with God for yourself. It's all right that others are praying for you, that others are going to God on your behalf. But you also need to take some steps to help yourself. So I encourage you to pray and get to know God, get to know him, and develop your relationship with the Lord. And let it be a strong relationship to the point where nothing or nobody can separate you from the love of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm starting to feel like preaching now. Thank you, Jesus. You know, but I do have some scriptures that I want to share with you, but I just wanted to take this time to engage you, to reach out to you, to give you this invitation. You are welcome to participate, because that's what this month is all about. So if you don't get on here today, maybe you can come on one of the broadcasts before this month is out. So start thinking about it. If you have anything you would like to contribute, you are welcome to do so. Praise the Lord. And any of our youth leaders, you know, because I know that you work closely with our youth, and perhaps you can help Fire Behind the Youth to get on that guest line and read an opening scripture, do our announcement. You never know where God will take you, and you don't even know the gifts, all the gifts that God has in you. And this is a start where you can find out what type of gifts God has for you. And this is just a small little window of opportunity just for you. Praise the Lord. So we're dedicating this whole month to youth empowerment. Be empowered, be encouraged, and keep looking to the Lord. So once again, we're going to go back and ask if there's anyone who has dialed in that guest line and would like to have something to say at this time. Anyone? And if you're trying to say something, go ahead. God bless.
God bless you. This is Cicely Johnson from Camden, New Jersey. Christian Temple, it is a pleasure being here online today. We thank God for Evangelist Hameen, Evangelist Maybell, Evangelist Khadija. We thank God for this opportunity and also the space set aside for our youth. And we thank God for our young people. And I just wanted to come on today and just encourage our young people to give your lives unto the Lord. If you didn't ever think about it and today is the first time you heard about it or thought about it, we want to encourage you to give your life to the Lord, because working for the Lord, living for the Lord will pay off. And the scripture that comes to my mind is Jeremiah, the 29th chapter and the 11th verse. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." So God has a plan for your life. God has a purpose for your life. You're not here by a mistake. You're not there was just no, I just showed up, but God has a plan for you. And as Vanessa Hameen already brought forth, that we have a theme that we're working with, vessels unto honor. And we want to encourage you, no matter what, there's nothing that you could have done. There's nowhere that you could have been. And there's many that there's nothing that you can do that's to stop God from loving you. So we want to encourage you to seek the Lord. Be that vessel that God has for you. He created you for a reason. You are his vessel. You belong to him. The devil wants you, but you belong to God. So we want to encourage you to give your life to the Lord. And I thank God for our youth, for the youth ministries. We just thank God for the encouragement, because our young people definitely do need the encouragement to, so go on. God has a plan for you. I thank God for the testimony that God has given me. I've been in church all my life, but I didn't give my life wasn't in God's hand all the time. He took care of me, but I didn't give my life to the Lord until I was 16 years of age. And I thank God the Lord did that just in time for me. When I was ready to leave the city, the Lord saved me just in time before I got to hold of the streets or the devil got a hold of me. But I think I was raised in a church, but if I did not give my life, no matter how long I was in a church or raised in a church, if I did not give my life to the Lord and I died in my sin, I still would have ended up in hell. But I thank God for the Lord saving me at the age of 16, and right now I'm almost double that in half. So I'm 51 years old, and the Lord has kept me. Not that things were always easy. Not that thing, I didn't go through anything, not that I didn't fall, not that I didn't yield to temptation, not that I fall into temptation, but God kept me. That's the most thing. God, he will keep you. There's nothing that you can do or have done to stop God from loving you. All we have to do is return unto him, repent of our sins, ask him to forgive us of our sins. And the Lord told us that he was faithful and just and willing to forgive us of our sins. And we just want to encourage you that there is hope. God loves you. We love you. Anything that we can do to assist, please call upon us, and we'll do as the Lord has given us to do. And I thank God for you. I thank God for Evangelist Hameen inviting us on to the Talk Radio show. And I just want to just encourage you all. And also on behalf of our annual youth convention, we'll be holding our 36th, as it's been forfeited, annual youth convention, youth congress. And the Lord said the same. It will be held in Lexington, Virginia. And it's not as usual, as I said, things as it before said, things change. Things are going to have to change, and we're going to have to move on with the change. But while we're moving on and things are changing, God never changes. God, he always will be the same. So we thank God for you. And so this, and also we'll, we do have some information. It'll be held on June the 25th through the 27th, but you'll be having a service online, as forestated, on Friday evening, which will be aired here on the Blog Talk Radio. So we want you to continue to keep our youth in prayer, continue to keep our youth leaders in prayer, all of you who are reaching out to our youth. One person can't do it all. Two people can't do it all. But if we all come together and give to our youth as God give it to us, they'll be all right with the help of the Lord. So we thank God for you. We ask you to pray for me, the least of your servants. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for missionary Elise. Anyone else? Do we have anyone else on the line who would like to say some words to our youth? So if not, we're going to move on. And at this time, we're going to turn our minds and our hearts toward the Word of God. And if you don't have your Bible out, you can go ahead and get your Bible ready. Praise the Lord as we prepare to go to the Word of God. And with our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for all that you've done. Lord, we are asking you right now to please send forth your word and let your word have free course. Lord, we are waiting to hear from you. Please, Lord, speak to us. Speak to our hearts. Minister unto us, O God, the things that we stand in need of. We are looking unto you, and we're depending on you, Lord, and we believe you right now. We want to give you thanks, and we bless your holy name. We pray this prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask you to pray along with me for just a few minutes here as we go to the Word of God. And I would like to invite your attention to the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, verses 1 through 21. That is Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 21. And I am reading from the King James Version. And the Bible reads, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave for thy ransom Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and shew us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shewed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am. I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I will give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall shew forth my praise. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God, this passage of Scripture. And it is a beautiful, encouraging passage of Scripture. And our title for this afternoon is God is Doing a New Thing. Hallelujah. And the theme is, it's time for a change. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. God is doing a new thing. It's time for a change. Praise the Lord. And God began to speak in this passage of Scripture concerning his own. And one thing about God, he looks upon his own as being precious in his sight. And God will take up the battle for us. He will fight on our behalf. Hallelujah. He will bring down nobles and kings and princes for his people. Praise the Lord. Because his people are precious in his sight. And the Lord began to encourage his people, saying, fear not, for I am with thee. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We don't have to fear because God is with us to deliver us. And surely the enemy has risen up against us. He's doing everything he can to impede our progress, to stop us from doing the will of the Lord, from being a blessing to someone else. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. But we don't have to fear on this afternoon because God said he is with us. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen. And he said he will bring the seed of his people
from the east and gather them from the west. And it's nowhere in the world that can hold God's people back. When God calls Amen. For his people, oh, hallelujah, all the chains are broken. All the bands are broken. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And his people are delivered, saved out of the hand of the evil one. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Everyone that is called by the name of the Lord, he wants you to know that he's the one who created you for his glory. Oh, hallelujah. He formed you. He made you. He knows who you are. Even at a very early age, God knew me. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And who am I? God would even think on me. But God, he manifested himself to me at a very early age. And I tell this portion of my testimony, oh, hallelujah, before I heard about Jesus being able to save my soul, the devil tried to snuff out my life. When I was 12 years old, I was going fishing with my parents on a regular basis because I really enjoyed fishing. And one particular time when I went there, I slipped into the river, but God delivered me. Hallelujah. He spared me. He stayed the hand of death because he had a work for me to do. But if the enemy had snuffed out my life, I wouldn't be here today. But by the grace of God, I am here. And while I'm here, I'm going to do everything I can for the Lord, because I owe him everything, the Lord. So I was standing there throughout my fishing line, didn't realize how slippery the ground was that I was standing on, because it had rained the night before. But where I was standing, it was very steep. There was nothing like the bank, and then you can wade out into the water, but it dropped straight down because it was very steep. And the river's currents were very strong. And when I slipped into the river, somehow my hands went behind me, and I dug into the mud with both of my arms all the way up to my elbow. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. But I believe that if it wasn't wet, if the mud wasn't such that I could dig into it, I would have been lost that day. But by the grace of God, God kept me. Thank you, Lord. And so I got up out of that water. By that time, my mother had come across that little hill that was separating us. And then she, on that hill, I didn't come back down off of that hill to fish anymore. Matter of fact, I didn't go back fishing for a good while. Not that I didn't like it, but that was an experience that really shook me inside. Praise the Lord. And shortly thereafter, somebody came into my neighborhood and began to minister. They were preaching about Jesus, and they invited us to come to a revival. And I was listening to them at that street service. They were out there playing the music and singing songs to the Lord, and they began to preach. And I became intrigued. By this time, I believe I was 13 years old, and I went to that church, and I heard the preacher preaching about hell. And I began to get scared inside,
And God began to work on me. He began to work
all
on
right.
my heart. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
That word just went down in my heart, even though I was just a young child. Oh, thank you, Lord. But the word pricked my heart. Thank you, Lord. And I began to pray, call out to Jesus, because I wanted to be
yes.
saved. Oh, thank you, Lord. And God came into my life, and he changed my whole life. He gave me something I never had before. And then he began to reveal himself to me by coming to me in a vision. And I saw myself standing around with all of my friends. And we were standing out. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We were just standing outside like it was nighttime. And there was a light post with a light. We were standing under that light. Oh, praise be to God. And I hadn't thought about this before. Jesus, the great light, the light of the world, revealed himself
yes.
to me while I was standing outside under a light post. Oh, praise God. And I could hear in my spirit, that's, it's hard to describe hearing the voice of God. It's not like an audible voice that you can hear. But when he speaks, it's as if he's inside of you and you're hearing him even though he's saying nothing. That's the best way I can describe it. But I could hear Jesus calling us. It was me and my friend. He was calling us. But it seemed when I looked at my friend, they couldn't hear the voice of the Lord. But I could hear it, and I looked at them, and I get emotional about this. And I looked at them as if to say, don't y'all hear Jesus calling us? Oh, hallelujah. But none of them moved. And so I turned and walked away from all of my friends. And I didn't even look back behind me to see if any of them would come. But I heard that voice, and I began to follow where this voice was coming from. And I lived in Georgia at the time, and my cousin, Willie L., that you heard me mention the prayer, special prayer for, they lived on that same street down from Peachtree Road. And in the back, it was like a field, and that's where I dreamed I was standing, back there under one of those light posts. And I went to find the voice that I heard. So when I came to a ditch, there was a fence, and Jesus was on the other side of that fence. And I was just standing there wondering how could I get on the other side where Jesus was. And it was my desire to be over there where he was. And so while I was trying to figure out how I was going to get over there, the next thing I knew, I was on the same side with Jesus, and he had wrapped his arms around me. And that's when I woke up. Oh, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So it's like the Lord took me out in a vision, and he showed me this. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That
thank you,
Jesus. I'm his. I belong to him, 13
yes.
years old. Glory to God. And then the Lord began to move. He began to use me in different ways. But, you know, when you're a child, when you're young, you don't really understand a whole lot. But the things I recall is that the Lord began to use me, and he called me into the ministry when I was about 14 years old. And I began to go about preaching the word of God. And I also would go about, I was zealous for the Lord, and I went about witnessing for the Lord.
And one thing I can say for sure, the church I was in, the evangelists, missionaries, they took me out with them. And they taught me many things. They let me see what it was like to go out and evangelize, to be out there having street services. And I was with one evangelist. I was beating the drums for her and singing with her, and it was just me and her. So I would play the music, and I would sing, hallelujah, praise be to God, but it was helping me as a young person, 15 years old. And we went to the prison. We began to go for prison ministry. So I was always on the go doing things with the evangelists, other older people who helped me as a youth to do a work for God. Thank you, Jesus. And so I thank God for that. On this scripture today is verses 18 through 21. That's my main focus. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, take notice of this. God wants you to know this. In verse 19, yes, I will do a new thing. Oh, glory. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? Don't miss it. Don't let it pass you by. Don't focus on the past. Don't remember the former things. We're not doing things the way we used to do. Now, if God can do a new thing, what about you and I? Sometimes people, as humans, we do get set in our ways and stuck in the same old routine, praise the Lord, but there are young generations of youth coming along, and these youth are hungry for the knowledge of God. Well, thank you, Lord. They get bored rather easily, and so we have to be led by God as to how to reach them, how to work with them, amen, because God is doing a new thing. God is putting things up that didn't exist before, just like he said he would make a way in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. In a desert place, God will put a river there. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Glory be to God. He can do anything he wants to do. And right now, he's doing something new. Bear this in mind. The 21st verse. This people have I formed for myself. God made this people for himself, and he wants us to know that we are to shoot for his praise. And that's what God wants from us. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained perfected praise. Perfect praise. Little babies are giving praise to God. Little two-year-olds are leading the prayer. Hallelujah. We were in church a couple of weeks ago, last month sometime, and I had my little grandson who's 2 years old. And I told him, let's come closer to the front so we can have prayer. And before I could open my mouth and start praying, he just called out saying, God, we thank you. He just started leading the prayer, and I thank God for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, so God, he will raise up for himself a nation that will obey, a nation that will show forth his praise. And I believe that every person who is listening, you belong to God, and you are to be encouraged, knowing that God sees you as precious.
Thank you, Lord. You're precious to him. He created you. He formed you. He wants to use you. Glory to God. So I encourage you to let God use you. Fear not.
Yes.
You don't have to fear. There's nothing to fear. Amen. And this is what the enemy uses with a lot of people. They have that fear, and then comes doubt, and then comes uncertainty, and all of these are coupled together to keep you from doing what God wants you to do. But again, remember not the former things. So that was the old you. That was the you that was fearful and faithless and just doubting and not drawing back and not wanting to move forward. Remember not the former things. Neither consider the things of old. God is doing something new right now. Hallelujah. Right now, while we're on this broadcast, God is moving by his power. Hallelujah. God saving souls. God is making himself known to those who never even knew him. Well, thank you, Lord. God is doing a new thing. Praise the Lord. And again, let's bear in mind, it's time for a change. It's time to change your old ways. I don't care if you've been set in your ways for 50 years. It's time for something new. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us embrace change. God never changes. But we have to change. Change our old ways. Amen. We have to change our old thoughts. These things must change. It's important that we change right now and accept what God is doing, because God is the one who is in charge. Amen. Praise the Lord. So at this time, there may be someone who desire to be saved, desiring for the Lord to come into your life. You desiring to be delivered from those thoughts that plague you, delivered from the forces that try to stop you. There may be someone listening who have a whole lot of problems in your life, and you need the Lord to come in and solve all your problems, deliver you out of all your troubles. Glory, hallelujah. Yeah. There may be someone who is very discouraged right now, and you just need the Lord to encourage you and to lift your spirit. Hallelujah. You may be bound up and trying to get free. Glory to God. God has the power to deliver you today. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe you're looking for something new. And I'm here to tell you that God is ready to do a new thing in your life. God is ready to take you where you've never been before, to the next level. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to encourage you now to open your heart and accept the Lord in your heart. Open your heart and receive what God has to offer you. If you are having any doubt, ask the Lord to forgive your unbelief and to help your unbelief. And he will do just that. Maybe there's somebody listening who has a sickness or an affliction in your body. I want you to know that God is our healer. He is our God, and he's the one who heals us. Jesus died on the cross, and with his stripes, we are healed. that our God cannot cure. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Even the incurable diseases, if God would just speak the word right now. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That disease will have to flee. Even if it's terminal, glory to God, God can reverse it. He's that kind of God. And at this time,
amen,
we give you that invitation to accept prayer. And we're going to ask Evangelist May if she would lead us to the throne of grace.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Word, Jesus. Thank you for this ministry, Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you for the opportunity to come before you in prayer. Oh, my God, I pray that you look upon the listeners. Touch right now, Lord. Help them to receive thy word, Lord. Help them to make a change, Lord. Help them to give their life to you, Lord. Those who don't know you, Lord, in the pardon of their sins. Help them, Jesus, to submit themselves unto the will of God, to commit their way unto you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able to save, that you're able to deliver, Lord. Oh, my God, you brought salvation. Help somebody to receive this great salvation. In the name of Jesus, help them to accept your word, Lord. Realize in Jesus, a change must take place in order to make it into the kingdom of God. Have mercy today, Lord. Save to the uttermost, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it today, Lord. Look on every heart, oh Lord. Every mind, Jesus, and every soul, Lord. Make a change, Lord, in somebody's life, Lord. Help them to run for their lives. Help them to seek thy faith. Call upon the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, you said the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and they are safe. Therefore, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Help somebody to call on you. Help somebody to draw closer to you. Help somebody, Lord, to fall out of their ways, Lord. Help them, Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. Let them know that you love them, Lord. Let them know, Jesus, that you care about them, Lord. Have mercy, O Lord. Help today, Lord. Stretch out your mighty hand, finger of love. Move, Lord. Move on somebody's heart. Change their heart, O Lord. Help them to run for their lives. Help them to seek your face, O Lord. Help them, Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. Touch right now, Lord, while we're praying, Lord, while we're waiting on you. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Move, Jesus. Save to the uttermost, Lord. We know you can do it, Lord. Blot out transgression. Let sins be forgiven. Have mercy, O Lord. Be merciful to the souls of men. Look upon everyone, Lord, that heard the word of God on today. We want you to touch, Lord. We want you to strengthen, heal, and deliver. Look on those souls who are listed on the prayer list. Touch them right now, Lord. You know their situation. You know all about them. And you know how to deliver. You know how to heal, Lord. Fix it in their lives. Move in their homes. Heal and deliver, Lord. Save to the uttermost. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it, oh Lord. We believe your word today. We take you at your word. Your word cannot fail. And your word cannot lie, Lord. Help somebody to believe on you. As the scripture has said, in the name of Jesus, increase somebody's faith. Help them to take you at your word. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray, Jesus, that you would look upon the speaker of the hour. Continue to send your word. Continue to bless, O Lord. Send your anointing, O Lord. Let somebody receive Christ through this ministry, Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. We're dependent on you, and we're looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Continue to go with us and stand by us, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the message and for the word of God that came through Evangelist Hameen. I tell you, we are living in terrible times, and now is the time. If you are youth, whoever you are, it is time to give your life to the Lord. I tell you, we can see that iniquity is abounding, and the love of many is waxing cold.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now is the time to accept the word of God and to accept Christ into your life, and he will make it better for you. Glory to God.
Amen.
God is able to do it. Doesn't matter whether you're young or old. God still can do it. But you got to turn it over to the Lord and let him work it out. Saying to the youth, continue to be encouraged. Continue to trust in the Lord. Look to the Lord. He's the only one that can take you through, and he's the only one that can deliver your soul and save you and fill you with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He can't do it, but God can do it. Look to him, the author and the finisher of our faith. And I thank God for them coming. I'm saying to you, continue to preach the word of God and continue to let the Lord have his way in your life and be led of the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful anointed prayer coming through Evangelist May and for the exhortations and the encouragement. We just thank God for this broadcast on this afternoon and for you taking the time to even tune in and to support us. We thank God for your support, your prayers, and for your love. Praise the Lord. I truly thank God for you, and I want you to know that we are praying for you and we love you. Praise God. And so we do thank God once again for all of our young people and even for the little children coming along. Praise the Lord. And I want to encourage you to dig into those scriptures. Get into the word of God. And think about that theme that you have for the Youth Congress. Think about that all month long. Vessels unto honor. And then extend that out to the rest of the year. And finding ways to be an example, to be faithful, you know, to do the things that are right. So let that stay with you. Vessels unto honor. And so you're going to be hearing a lot of encouragement this month. And it's not just going to be limited to this month, but down through the year and continuing on. I always want to reach out to our youth and let you know that we care for you. We do care, and that we are praying for you and we love you. Praise the Lord. So be encouraged and keep looking up. Those of you who are seeking to be saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, don't give up. But be encouraged and keep on praying. Keep on denying yourself whatever you need to do and just go after God with your whole heart. Just don't stop. Just continue on, and God will surely deliver your soul. He will fill you with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. So keep on crying out to the Lord. Keep on calling out to him. Amen. And it's all right if you want to go on you want to turn down your food, your water, and just dedicate a day to seek the Lord, a couple of days, even a 3 days and 3 nights, and just deny yourself and go before God and let him know just how much you want him to come into your life and to use you. So I encourage you to keep on praying. And those of you who are praying, don't stop praying, you know, but keep on praying. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God for our clergy who pick time and listen in. You know, we just thank God for all the people of God and for your love and your support. Truly, we thank the Lord for this broadcast. And we realize you may not be able to be on all the time, but when you are on, we are grateful. And we thank God for you. Praise the Lord. Also, today, people celebrating a birthday. And I believe one of them is missionary Lisa Johnson. We want to reach out to her today and say happy birthday, missionary Lisa Johnson, if you are listening in. And I believe Evangelist Martha Colbreth, isn't today her birthday? I thought it was June. It's sometime this month, June 6th, I thought, today. But if not, we just want to say happy birthday to Evangelist Martha Colbreth. Praise the Lord. And for everyone else who has a birthday today, we want to wish you a happy birthday. Amen. It's a beautiful day, the Lord's day. Praise him, praise him, praise him. And for the month, there are some more birthdays coming up. We might not have all your names, but we want to just go ahead and wish you a happy birthday right now for this month when your birthday comes. May the Lord bless you to see that birthday and many more. Amen. Evangelist May, did you have any other?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right, and we also thank God for our youth directors, missionary Elise Johnson, who so graciously came on and gave those beautiful words of encouragement and portions of her testimony, and it's a beautiful testimony. Praise be to God. So, missionary Elise, if you're still on there, do you have anything else you would like to say?
God bless you. We thank God for the word of God. Really, truly enjoy the word of God. And thank God for, once again, this chance and opportunity, another chance and opportunity to just give a special encouragement to our young people. We love them. The people of God love them. And most of all, nobody can love you like God can. So we want you to be encouraged. And thank God for you all, the evangelists, for the work that you are doing. I want to encourage you to continue to do what the Lord gave you to do. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you, and we love you, and we are praying for you, and we want you to be encouraged, because I know that this can be quite challenging, having that position and working with youth, because they have different, they're just special. Amen. Praise the Lord. And, it takes someone with standing to work with the youth, you know, and to empower them and encourage them to go forth and be all that they can be for the Lord. So we thank God for you and for all of our youth leaders. Amen. We want to encourage every one of you. Be encouraged and keep on working with God's preciousness. Amen. Praise the Lord. So this time, this concludes the broadcast for this afternoon, and we are looking forward to you tuning in with us on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will, and we expect to have some participation from our youth, and remember the graduates, please remember to reach out and let me know who you are, and we can accommodate, or rather, Evangelist May will be able to reach out to you and to get something that she has for you, get that to you. And we want to encourage you to go as far as you can go, the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Reach for higher education, but always keep God in it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you. Love you at this time. Enjoy the rest of this day. Keep your mind on the Lord. And until we meet again, may God bless you and may heaven smile upon you.